Perdana Podcast, Political Stability. In this Stone Talks podcast, Dr. Mahathir says Malaysia has all the ingredients for instability. He talks about how this country actually started off on a wrong footing, but how Tunku Abdul Rahman found a way for UMNO, MCA and MIC to share power in a coalition that now extends to 14 parties. Dr. M says it is much better to share slices of a cake and enlarge each slice than to have the whole cake to yourself and see it shrink to nothing.
I think we all would agree quite easily that political stability is good for the economy, for developing a country. When there is instability, it is very difficult to focus on development. We have very many examples of this. In most of the multiracial countries in the world, there will always be conflict because of the differences, because of each party desiring to have everything for itself. Let's have a look at Malaysia. We have actually all the ingredients for instability. We are multiracial, we are multilingual, multicultural, and of course we all are followers of very different religions. Then of course there is economic disparities in the distribution of wealth. All the factors that should lead to instability are to be found in Malaysia. I have always told foreigners that Malaysians cannot sit at the same table to eat. The Malays do not eat pork. The Chinese love pork. The Malays love beef. The Indians won't eat beef. But as you know, somehow or other, we have managed. So we can sit at the same table, no problem. The Chinese would be very sensitive and not serve pork when there is a Malay sitting at the same table. Whenever you have an Indian guest, you can always give some leaves and all that. They are vegetarian. We don't have the situation that you see in Northern Ireland, that you are seeing in Iraq today, where there is no stability because of conflicts between different groups. But in Malaysia, despite the extreme differences, there has been no conflict. Why is there no conflict? Actually, this country started off on the wrong foot, so to speak. It started that way. It started with the Malays not liking, not wanting to have anything to do with the Chinese or Indian or Indians, or giving them any place in this country. But to cut a long story short, the one person most responsible for political stability in this country was Tunku Abdul Rahman. He decided that the confrontation between Chinese and Malays and Indians was not good, and it's not going to result in independence for Malaysia. Tunku was able to bring the three races together, and he also spelled out the way of sharing power and sharing wealth in this country. And in the coalition that was formed between UMNO and MCA and subsequently MIC, each party gets equal representation in the highest council of the coalition. And because they can raise issues that affects their own supporters, their own race, they feel a little bit more safe. And because of that, the coalition works. the single party does not work. And today, of course, we have a coalition of 14 parties. And that coalition was the work of Tunku Abdul Rahman, which is why I say we owe him a lot. Of course, I wasn't very nice to him when he was alive. I said nasty things. I was looking at some of the letters I wrote to him. My goodness, how could I be so rude to the old man? But that's politics. The sharing is not always, say, equal. Some will get more, some will get less, but nobody will get 100%. This is a very important principle. You can only share if you are prepared to give something up. If you think, this is Malay land, why should we share it with other people? Why should we? This is our land. You are immigrants, you are people from other countries, you have no place here. Go elsewhere, go back to your country. But you will find that the country cannot grow. It will shrink. So the choice is between sacrificing slices of the cake so that the cake would grow and each slice can be as big as the original cake, or to take 100% for yourself and find that the cake gradually shrinks and becomes nothing. Now the Malays are in the position to do that. Politically, they are very strong. Imagine UMNO and PAS combining to beat MCA and Gerakan and the rest. I think UMNO and PAS is most likely going to win, rule this country, take everything for itself, but there will be no stability in this country. And when there is no stability, then of course, economy will not grow, the wealth will shrink, and UMNO and PAS will get nothing. And this principle of sharing is what has enabled us to remain stable, politically stable. But some people sometimes feel that they shouldn't share. They should take everything for themselves. These are the fringe, the lunatic fringe that you find in every society. And these people do not understand why there is stability in this country. They don't understand at all. They think that they can continue to make demands. Of course, there are some Malays who, claiming that Malaysia is entirely a Malay country, Tanah Melayu. That kind of extremists we do have among the Malays. But we do have also extremists among the Chinese. And these are the people who want 100% of the cakes, and they are not going to get it. Fortunately for us, this lunatic fringe constitute only a minority. A majority of the people in Malaysia have accepted that in order to remain stable, we have to share. And to sustain that stability, we have to continue sharing. We will have to reject extremists in each racial group, in each party that we have in Malaysia. And I think that by and large, this is what is the feeling among the majority of the people in Malaysia. Now, if we can, we would like to create a Malaysian nationality. When asked, who are you? I am a Malaysian. You don't answer, I am a Malay Malaysian or a Chinese Malaysian or an Indian Malaysian. I am just a Malaysian. Of course, that would be ideal. I don't foresee that happening in my lifetime. I don't know how much more there is of it. Now, I think I've said enough about why we have political stability in this country. mainly it is the realization that when we live in any place, we have a need to share. So that is the main factor, the key success factor for developing Malaysia.